Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thank you very much for joining me. For hanging around with me today, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Annabelle Dodd is our guest, and you know, folks, she's a cool lady, and she's very smart. She really knows her stuff on this telecom stuff, but I'd invite her back just because of her name, because I like saying Annabelle. I think that's a great name. She's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. She's a professor at Northeastern University's state-of-the-art program, where she teaches students and young people about telecommunications. Her book, The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, is now in its, well, I think I've got an old edition. I've got the second edition. I think it's probably third or fourth out by now, but she's our good friend. Annabelle, welcome back to the show.
Well, hi, Jim. I thought I sent you a third edition of my book.
Well, I don't know if you did or not. I don't think I do. I think I've just, I knew you had, I was thinking you had the third edition out. All I have is the second edition. I guess I'm not good enough to get the third edition.
No. I want to send you one. I thought actually I had.
But the main thing, folks, is look for the third edition when you're out there. You know what it means when it says third edition? That means the first two were so darn good that we just had to print more of them and update it. And so that's an example of the kind of folks we have in our brain trust, and Annabelle is a perfect example of that. Annabelle.
But, Jim, I'm amazed when you and I talk, you're always up to date on all the relevant topics.
Well, I have a lot of
it's
smart
true.
People. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say it's true. I mean it.
I appreciate it.
Well,
I have
wireless?
I have a lot of smart people who join me, and they keep me up to date on the show. Annabelle, yeah, I want to talk about wireless. And see, is it too much to say, is it too strong a statement to say that wireless is a killer app?
No, it's not. It's absolutely not too strong. There's just all kinds of new things that are happening with wireless. And when people move into a new small office or they, for the first time, cable modem or DSL service, and they want to share that service around multiple computers, people are just using wireless. They're not running wires anymore. Well, for the most part, they're not.
I bought two laptops this year, an IBM T30 and an IBM T41. My T41 is brand spanking new. It's just barely a week old.
Uh-huh.
And they're both Wi-Fi. They're both wireless. And yesterday I was in a meeting in my conference room, and the person I was meeting with asked a question about the website. And I walked into my office and picked up my T41 laptop with the wireless capability. And totally wireless, you know, obviously it's got a battery in it. I walked into the conference room and popped it down on the table, spun it around, and showed him my website or something on the website from,
So that meant you didn't have to run cables into your conference room. You could just do it on the fly when it worked for you.
That's exactly right.
I talk to people at big companies, and they're doing that too. They're maybe designing something together, so they all bring their laptops into a conference room, and they get to work.
Well, and the other thing is that you can save money. I mean, look at what it costs to run cable now, especially if you're renting. Think about that.
Well,
I mean, if you're renting a space,
in an older home, sometimes
that's right.
It's not easy. And you know something? It's not just that, but maybe down the road you have another child, or you move bedrooms, or you add a computer to a different room, or move it to a different wall in the same room. It costs a fortune to hire someone to move your cabling. So it's not just the initial installation. And, you know, a lot of people are concerned about security on wireless, but the security is getting better. If you manage it right, they're much more secure than they used to be.
Well, and the other thing, you were talking about saving the money, but how many times will you put off being more productive because you don't get around to having somebody run the wire? So maybe you go too long being more productive when, if you could have the wireless capability, you know, basically you just add a wireless modem, and if your computer's not Wi-Fi compatible, you know, you add a new chip to it, or you've got one of these little plug-ins you put on the side that works.
Yeah.
Works just fine.
Well,
one of the
things, I was in a store, and I looked at a Wi-Fi setup enough for a whole home if you have computers that are already Wi-Fi compatible. It had a mail-in rebate, and the whole thing ended up costing $50.
Well, and look at the new stereo systems that are now wireless that are
wow.
out there. You know, there's a lot of new stereo systems that are that way. And you know, but let's raise this discussion up another level of orbit and talk about the impact of wireless on the global marketplace. Think about how some of the emerging countries, the emerging markets out there, who don't have good connections.
Infrastructure.
Exactly. Thank you for that word. A good wireless wired infrastructure. Think about how fast we're going to be able to get those guys plugged into the world and buying online, for example, because of wireless.
Oh, yeah. And countries like in Asia and other places in the world, people do their internet browsing from wireless cell phones.
Right.
We want
those people. They're taking a lot of our jobs are going over there, and there's not anything we can do about that. But what we want is we want their money that they're making to come back to us in the form of purchases, and wireless is going to help do that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, and you know, the interesting thing about wireless is 20 years ago, different countries and different parts of the world set their own standards for wireless.
Right.
So you couldn't buy and sell products from each other. Now, on a worldwide basis, the globe has gotten so small that countries are trying to coordinate worldwide through international standards bodies
right.
that all the wireless products will work together. That's a very significant development so that you can take your Wi-Fi eventually computer or sell Wi-Fi products anywhere in the world.
Right. Folks, next time you're buying a laptop computer, be sure to get it fitted. Make sure it has the wireless capability installed in it.
Yeah.
You can upgrade them. You know, you'll see the kind that says wireless compatible, and that's okay. That means later on you can add it to it. But let me tell you something. I may have said this. I know I've said this before, Annabelle. I don't know if you've heard me say it, but when I bought my first T30, I thought, well, I don't need wireless right now. I'll get the one that's compatible. And then I said, well, you know what? Maybe I'll just go ahead and get it installed in the machine, and it'll be ready when I need it. And you know what? The more I thought about it, I ordered it with wireless, and the more I thought about it, before it got here, I was already ready for it.
Really?
Yeah, I was. And folks, I love it. If you don't have wireless, give it a shot. It's a great feature, a great tool. Stand by. When we come back, we're going to talk about cable and on-demand videos right after these messages, 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Annabelle Dodd is our guest. And folks, the book is called The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, now in its third edition. Annabelle Z, initial Z, Dodd, D-O-D-D, Annabelle, two N's, one B, one L, Annabelle Dodd. As the name, if you want to type that into any of the online search engines, and so check that out when you get a chance. Annabelle, you want to give us a website too?
It's www.dodonline.com.
Dodonline.com, and so check out her website. Can they read more about your book on the website?
Yeah, they can, and I have some interesting newsletters.
All right.
That are fun to read, no charge.
Okay, good for you. So check that out at Dodd on the Line. Annabelle, let's talk about cable. I know you've been working on that quite a bit lately, on some of the new features that cable is offering.
Well, you know, I teach a course at Northeastern to adults that work in the field. And every semester, we talk a little bit about cable modems and the structure of cable networks. Then we talk about video on demand. And the students in my class, they're not even ready to go home when the class ends. They're so excited to talk about it. And did they buy TiVo? And they have the Time Warner set-top box where you can record shows whenever you want. People really are so excited about their televisions. They can record TV. They can watch it later, and it's easy to use.
You know what happens to me, don't you? I record a lot. I don't have all that automated stuff. I just do it. I mean, I do it with my VCR that helps me automate it, I guess. But, you know, once every couple of weeks I'll record something. I never go back and watch it again. What's up? You know, why do I do that?
You're busy. Your life is full, Jim.
That's it. But, I say, I want to watch that later, and I record it. And I don't know how many times I record something, and I never watch it.
Well, I think it's much easier to manage on a hard drive. You don't have to rewind tapes and find the tape and yada-yada.
So, that's
the problem with television. It's finding something you really like enough to watch.
Right.
Finding the time. Well, whatever.
What is it they say? We got 100 channels and nothing to watch, huh?
I know. But, you know, I gave a talk at a telephone association, and the people that came to my workshop said some small telephone companies, you know, sell cable television and telephone service.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't care if they lost their telephone service, but if their cable TV went out, the phones just ran off the hook. People are very excited.
Well, what about video on demand? How does that work?
Well, the way it works is there's a menu on your television, and honestly, it don't work for the cable companies, but there's a menu on your television, and you click on the shows that you want to record every week. So you do it once, and it's done. And then, or if you're watching in real time and you want to go get a snack or take a bathroom break, can I say that over the air?
Yeah.
You can pause your television. And when you come back, you know, hit play, and you haven't lost any of your TV show.
Wow.
I know. Very exciting.
How about that? Well, you know, one of the is this going to help? Let's get this back to the business side a little bit. Is this going to help cable attract more of their high-speed internet customers than the telephone company does? Is this cutting in?
Someone in my class works for the telephone company, but they decided to get cable modem access with their video-on-demand television service because it was only $19.99 a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, in another, I don't know how long, 6 months or to a year, cable television is going to start more heavily promoting their telephone service.
Yeah.
And that, you know, being able to sell television, entertainment, telephone and internet access, that's called the triple play.
Right.
They're going to be formidable competitors.
That's the hat trick, isn't it?
That's the hat trick, the secret sauce.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And of course, the difference between cable connection, high-speed connection, and DSL is, some of the differences are that cable is faster, but if people get online, It slows down a lot more, doesn't it? I mean, you're more on a party line with a cable connection than you are on a DSL with a telephone company, right?
And cable really has not made many inroads into the business customer market.
Yeah, I can see where maybe I wouldn't. I currently have DSL at home and at the office with the telephone company, but I could see where the day would come when I would convert my home online connection, my high-speed connection, to cable if they started offering me some entertainment features with it.
What kind of entertainment features would make you buy it?
Would I like to be able to download movies so I don't have to rent them? And see, I don't mind renting a movie. I just hate taking them back.
People hate the late fees of returning videos. The video-on-demand service lets you, you know, rent movies for, I don't know, $3 or so. I'm not sure of the price. But then you have a 24-hour period in which you can watch it.
Right.
The premium shows. And, of course, you don't have to return it. I thought that some of the video demand would give you longer times to watch, more than just the 24 hours.
Well, the main thing is whatever it takes to get households hooked up to broadband, that's the big thing that we need to happen. We need... And that's happening. That's actually growing. That's a sector of the market that's really growing, the household connections to broadband. Annabelle Dodd, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Annabelle Dodd, ladies and gentlemen, the Essential Guide to Telecommunications, now in its third edition. Quick break. I'll be right back with Ivan Meisner. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.